Sheriff Martinez said the legislature considered over 133 bills, about a quarter of those related to law enforcement, but he said that often they didn't involve any significant changes. In fact, they codified policies that police agencies were already following, such as training for crisis interventions or prohibitions on chokeholds. One bill changed the legal immunity covering officers in jails or prisons. It stipulated that if an officer's acts or omissions were so reckless or lacking in concern that they led to a serious injury or death for a confined person, that officer did not have qualified immunity. The sheriff said he firmly supported the bill.
What that says to me is that somebody would have to have acted so recklessly. For example, they knew that they needed their insulin and they refused to give it to them. Or the person made threats of committing suicide by hanging and they chose not to take away anything that would allow them to commit that act. They have a nut allergy and they fed them peanuts knowing full well that their menu didn't allow them to have it. If somebody's going to be so reckless and just careless, then yeah, I don't think they should have qualified immunity.
Another bill passed on Capitol Hill would provide oversight to prevent misuse of government records. The sheriff said it applies in part to law enforcement.
This bill in particular, what it was really meant for is that if a government entity is going to gather more AI, artificial intelligence, and cameras and facial recognition software, that there should be an oversight committee ensuring that what they're utilizing is for proper purposes.
But the legislation also applies to private firms like the Part City-based Banjo Company.
A private company such as Banjo, if they're going to utilize government accounts, government access to, for example, the driver's license division, UDOT cameras to gather information, that it's being utilized properly and that the data isn't being mined and stored and being used nefariously. It's being used for the intended purpose. And so this bill creates a governing board that reviews and looks into that and then makes recommendations whether to allow a private company to access government accounts.
On another item, Sheriff Martinez said he was very happy to see the passage of SB 102.
It's a peace officer training qualification amendment. And what it allows is that before it said that you have to be a United States citizen to become a peace officer or dispatcher. They struck out United States citizen and they said either be either a United States citizen or a lawful resident of the United States who has been in the United States legally for the at least 5 years and has legal authorization to work within the United States, basically meaning a green card. If they're here legally, they've been here for 5 years and they have a current and active green card and they are authorized to work in the United States, they can now hold a position of law enforcement or a dispatcher.
Coincidentally, on the very day of his visit to the local View, he interviewed a young lady for a dispatcher position.
She was born in Tijuana, Mexico, came to the United States, had a green card, been in the United States since she was a little girl, recently just graduated from UVU with a degree in sociology. Her brother is in California, got his master's degree in public administration. She's always wanted to give back and always wanted to be part of law enforcement, and she didn't know how to get into it. And she came and applied for a dispatcher position, and I actually hired her today to be one of my dispatchers. And it fits this bill perfectly.
San Antonio Sheriff Justin Martinez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.